This is the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. Here are your hosts, Mike Herzing and Dr. Lisa Liao.
Welcome to this week's Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Herzing. The goal here at the Meridian Health Institute is to empower our listeners to improve their health and become an everyday health hacker. Doesn't everyone want to live life on their own terms? We plan to help you do this by providing knowledge, coaching, and of course, results. Everyday Health Hacker is the brainchild of my good friend, Dr. Lisa Liao. Dr. Liao is board certified in family medicine and is the chief medical officer of Meridian Medical Dental and the Meridian Health Institute. Dr. Liao promotes self-care and shows people how to take charge of their health, something we all need. It's my extreme pleasure to introduce my good friend, Dr. Lisa Liao.
Welcome back, Mike. Excited to be here.
I'm excited to be anywhere. Hey, your week has been pretty crazy, hasn't it?
Yes.
Beyond. Crazy. All right. Well, it's going to get crazier because we're going to tackle the CBD topic, which has caused quite a stir. So let's get started down that rabbit hole.
Let's do it.
Last week, we talked about CBD and received a ton of emails asking you to delve into the different types and what they work for. But, you know, before we do that, let's just mention what I Googled, okay, which is kind of crazy. Okay. I Googled what to look for when buying CBD products. Here's what I got. Here it says, in order to get the CBD oil that's best suits your needs, it has to be two important things to consider, and those are strength and concentration. Other factors to consider include purity and the volume of CBD oil within the product itself. Now, come on. That's nothing like we've been talking about.
So here's what's going on in the CBD world. Number one is that you can look for USDA certification. And if it's not USDA certification, it's going to have to be by 2022. It will be mandatory in 2022. A lot of the CBDs that are coming from Oregon and Colorado, they actually kind of started that with many of the manufacturers. And so people are trying to catch up. So that's something that they can look forward to. And they can also request a copy of the certification. In addition, you had said quality and the strength. They can send to the lab, which most CBD farms do that. And if they're doing what I call raw CBD, which they take the raw hemp and they put that into CBG, is a young plant that has been harvested. Many times they'll transfer that into a liquid in order for easier transportation to manufacturing.
Okay, so there's different types. And now each type has an advantage to treat certain things,
correct,
right? Okay, so let's go over this one more time, seeing as how people are lost. And I don't blame them. You go on the internet, which is, of course, it's the internet. So
it's internet.
And so you've got to go, okay, what do I, because you forget all this. And so, you know, do we go find something on Amazon, which is coming out of who knows where? Do you find something this or that? You know, obviously we need to have the right place, because otherwise this is a product that might actually help us. But because of the quality and because of the wrong stuff, we're going to walk away from it.
So we want to look at consistency, quality, strength, USDA certification. And then there's also other certifications that are there, like non-GMO certification. There is organic certification. There are multiple certifications that you can look at. And I always share, you know, I look at every product as a physician that has a lot of history in nutrition, is that I am looking for the best quality ingredients. Mm-hmm. So for the ones that I recommend on our website, I'm looking at it from the seed to the crop all the way to the manufacturer and final product.
Okay. I can see that. But you know, like I said,
Not everybody can do that.
Not everybody knows to do that. There are people out there that haven't heard this and they haven't heard the podcast, and they're going along as if they knew what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And depending on Amazon or something they read on so-and-so web, whatever, and it doesn't work. I mean, I hate to see somebody miss out on something that might really help them.
So that's one of the things that, you know, remember, CBD is a natural anti-inflammatory. And we talked about CBG and CBN, also same part of the hemp crop. It's just taken at different parts of the hemp at different times of harvest.
Okay.
So each of those work in inflammation. CBG and CBN have really strong, phenomenal powers that work on the endocannabinoid system. And what that is, that's looking at pain relief.
Okay.
So if you have a product that has CBD, CBG, CBN, you got a winner.
Okay. So you can have all three in the one product. Okay.
You can have all three. And most broad spectrum CBDs, okay, you'll see that a lot out there where it says broad spectrum. Usually that's going to be a CBD plus a CBG or a CBN. It usually has two of those products, maybe all three.
Okay, and that's what we're looking for. So that's going to be really going to help us with inflammation and pain, and of course, the inflammation causes pain. So which one came
first? And also, it's an autoimmune modulatory. So in other words, if your immune system is on hyperdrive, it's going to help slow it down. And what I mean by that is mm-hmm. that a lot of people who have psoriasis or they have skin conditions, a lot of dry skin, you know, that's usually from an immune perspective. So we've got to decrease the immune system from being on overdrive, which is that's where the anti-inflammatory kicks in. So if we start turning down that volume, you're going to have a better quality and decrease of inflammation. And a side effect of that is decreased pain, because inflammation is pain.
Okay, but then will that also help your sleep?
Yes.
And yes.
Yes. And, you know, one of the things that I probably recommend the most is CBD plus water. And people can order that from Water Event, or they can go to MCM Nutrition and take a look at that. And that has 10 milligrams that's combined with water. And I would share with everybody, you've got to get your water in. We recommend 8 ounces every day. And how many of you actually drink
that's
the
a lot
water?
That's a lot of water. I'll be heading to the restroom all day. You know, I'm an old guy. You know what I mean?
So the key is that's one product of a lot of things that are out there. And Envoy Botanicals is another one that I recommend. That there are different products. There's some that are liquid, that are tinctures. There okay. are some that are capsules that for people who are newbies and have never tried CBD, I recommend a smaller amount so they can find out how it's going to work for them. Mm-hmm. And they start taking it at night so that I can start with good sleep. Because if you get good sleep, you're going to restore.
Yes.
And through that restoration, you're going to decrease your inflammation and feel better in the morning. There are other products that work with the hormone system that is with the CBD and CBG that we were talking about. And everybody can send me a link, send me a comment, and I'll send you that website directly.
Yeah, because it makes a big difference. I mean, maybe we can go on, you can put it on your website, a little you know, pop-up or something. We'll say, go here.
I'll absolutely do that, you know, and I'll also place it in the notes for today's podcast.
You know, I know, it's kind of nuts, and I hate to keep going over this, but it's just nobody knows. I mean, this is a big deal. People ask me all the time, hey, I'm going to get the CBD oil, and by the way, I tried it, and it tastes so bad, I'm going to throw up. It's like drinking motor oil.
And I was like, you hit the key, because I've heard that from a lot of patients, like, it helps my pain, but the taste is awful. And that's actually one of the reasons we got involved many years ago to start developing
okay.
some of these products. Because with compounding, we can do so many different things, and we can also add the inflammation component to a whole another degree. So there's some that taste like orange, there's others that taste like peppermint, you name it, we can flavor it. It's just what works for you and finding that product that is best for you.
I actually got some that was with cinnamon when I was in Vegas, mm-hmm. and it was kind of cool. But, you know, and it really worked. Unfortunately, I ran out. So I'll have to, but.
Of the things that you order in Vegas, you can't ship to Texas.
Yeah, I know.
Because they have a THC component.
Yeah.
And many states, you have to be less than 0.3%.
Does that really make a difference?
It does make a difference, because it's what's legal and not legal. So
No. Let's say we're in Nevada and I have some that's with THC and without THC. Is it really going to make that much of a difference?
Yes, because here's the thing with THC. THC is more of a hallucinogenic than it is for working with the endocannabinoid system.
Okay.
So there is a science behind
it. It's
that.
More for fun.
We can say that.
Yeah, well, I'm just kidding. But no, really, I mean, this is like the new trend. Everywhere you look at CBD, I mean, you can go to a Stop and Go and they're selling CBD. And so, but the trick is, what's good and what's bad? And that's what this is not the last time we're going to talk
about
this.
And I think, too, is that we're trying to get things that are over the counter so that people have a place to go. Because with COVID, people are really even avoiding physician offices because they're afraid that they're going to get COVID. And physicians, you know, we are screening every single patient that comes in, you know, medical, dental, what have you, to make sure that everyone is healthy. So, you know, the key is that there's something out there that you can do to help decrease pain, decrease anxiety, improve your health and outlook by keeping a calmness and improve sleep, then that's great that it's over the counter. I just want them to choose a good product.
You're talking, keep going over sleep. How many hours of sleep should we get?
So most people need between 6 and 8, and I've probably averaged 4.5 hours for at least the last since beginning of COVID. And I have to always share, you know, most physicians are wired that way because right. we went through residency and fellowship and a lot of training to where we do that. And one of the things that I always share with patients is that meditation also helps me for restorative sleep. And in a week or two, we're going to have something that's called nostril breathing in order to improve your sleep. And what that does is that doing that for 15 minutes is like getting 4 hours of sleep.
Wow, I'd like that, because I'm wide awake. I go to lay down, I'm wide awake. You know, my wife's asleep. She's done. And, of course, if she just stops, mm-hmm. she goes to sleep. Yeah. I mean, I'm lucky she doesn't do it at a red light. But still, I mean, Gina has one of those. She has this lucky deal. Me, I struggle, and I probably could go back and look at what I ate before that dinner or what I drank or whatever. And you know, maybe I'll have something with caffeine in it, and I don't even remember it. But, you know, I have some deep breathing thing. I'll do close my mouth and do some deep breathing through my nose. And after about 10 minutes, I'll just start feeling all of a sudden a wave of drowsiness.
Correct. You know, and because it just works. Helping to bring the frequency to where it needs to be so that the melatonin in our brains can turn on to help relax the brain so that we can get to restful sleep.
Well, there you go, because you get start thinking. You ever woke up in the middle of the night and all of a sudden you got, man, I need to do this. I better go put this on my phone to write it down before I forget, and all this kind of stuff. And it's just like a brainstorm, and you're like, oh, God, I wish I hadn't done that, because now I'm wide awake.
So that's why I always share with patients, and I do this myself, do not have your phone near you to where yes. you can grab it. Obviously, if I'm on call, I'm going to be answering it. That's a whole different avenue. But keep a pen and paper near you so that you can make it concrete. You won't forget about it. And it also allows your subconscious to relax so that, because you know that you've written it down and you'll remember it so that you can finish the task in the morning.
That's awesome. All right. This isn't the last time we're going to do this, yes. guys. And so hang on. But next podcast, we're going to talk about meditation and some of the other things and help calm us down. So we're going to expand on this part of it coming up, right?
And we're looking forward to it because we're going to bring Laura Folds in to help us, who's certified in hypnotherapy, meditation. She's a yogini as well. She's just phenomenal at yoga. And I'm looking forward to getting to share that with everybody.
And also, if you've got a topic you want us to tackle, always send us an email, info@everydayhealthhacker.com. We'll be glad to check it out.
So everyone, please comment, send us your likes, and please subscribe to any platform that you wish. Have a blessed day.
Remember, folks, if you have a comment or question for Dr. Liel, send it to info@everydayhealthhacker.com. The good doctor will be happy to answer all of your questions, even if we don't use them on the podcast. So, on behalf of Dr. Lisa Liel, the great staff at the Meridian Health Institute, our producer Jack McCraw, and myself, I'd like to thank you for listening to the Everyday Health Hacker podcast. We really hope you'll subscribe. Look for us on social media and our website, everydayhealthhacker.com. I'm Mike Herzing. Have a great week.